You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, it's the new year and time to kind of rekindle our conversation on the Angels. I'm Dave Raymond with Alden Gonzalez. And, Alden, I was recently reading a story that you have up at Angels.com where Artie Moreno has said that he is, quote-unquote, probably out on any big free agent signings. Left field is still a gaping hole there. I mean, and Alex Gordon is now off the board, but there are still some names there. You make some very interesting points in this article. Do you really believe that they're not going to spend a little money to fix left field?
You know, Dave, it's kind of tricky. This is kind of maybe the sort of news that Angels fans had been dreading for a while now because, you know, we knew that for the last handful of years, that luxury tax threshold has kind of acted as the Angels spending limit, and we've talked about it so many times on this podcast. And Artie Moreno recently told the LA Times and the Orange County Register that as of right now, he would probably be out on guys like Cespedes and Upton and Alex Gordon while he was still on the market. The club is roughly $5 million below the threshold, and it doesn't seem like Artie is confident that they could go over the mark this year and then get under it for the following year, even though you have Jared Weaver and C.J. Wilson coming off the books. But having said that, I am not going to rule the Angels out on these big-name free agents until they come off the board. Simply because, well, first of all, the Angels have a history of spending big and kind of sneaking under the radar to get guys. Albert Pujols is Exhibit A, and Josh Hamilton is Exhibit B. And the second reason is that it just makes too much sense. The way the Angels are configured right now, they're a team that wants to win now. They're in a division that is a lot better. They don't have a ton of talent in the upper levels of their system that is ready to come in and contribute for $500,000 a year. And they badly need a left fielder. And this is the market that has a ton of left fielders. It makes way too much sense for the Angels to jump in on a guy like Cespedes and Upton. And, you know, who knows? I mean, only Artie Moreno truly knows what his stance is on these guys. Some of it may be posturing a little bit, kind of get the other teams to bid on these guys and then maybe come in at the last minute, which he is prone to do. Or who knows, maybe he's being completely sincere. I have heard from other people in the organization that he is very reluctant about exceeding that threshold. But the Angels want to win now. They badly need left field help. They got a 592 OPS from their left fielders last season. That's the fourth lowest mark in baseball history, Dave. They need one of these guys to hit behind Albert Pujols in the lineup to protect Pujols and Mike Trout. So until they come off the board, I am not going to rule it out. Slim as it may be, no matter what Artie Moreno says publicly, no matter what I keep hearing, they're still there. There's still a chance.
You made a good point, too, in your piece that not only are there some good names, some guys out there, and we can all acknowledge what Artie Moreno is saying about the spending, but he has also said that he will never rebuild. He always wants to win. And next year's free agent class isn't anywhere near as enticing as this one. So it just seems that there's pressure. I mean, whether he wants to admit it or not, that there would be pressure this year to get something done.
Absolutely. And I think I am, everybody that I've spoken to about this believes that with the next collective bargaining agreement, that luxury tax threshold is going to go up. Right now it's $189 million, and the Angels are really close to it. Everybody that I've spoken to expects that threshold to go up for next season, which is another reason why we've kept mentioning that this would be the right time for the Angels to exceed the threshold if Artie Moreno is willing to do it. I mean, obviously, it's easy to say that when it's not your money. But this would be the time to do it. But, you know, Dave, on the other side of that, what's really interesting is, as you brought up, next year's free agent class is not nearly as good. The market has moved really slowly for these outfielders, although it'll probably speed up now that Alex Gordon is off the board. It'd be interesting to see if somebody like Justin Upton or Yoenis Cespedes may be willing to sign a one-year contract. It's a huge risk because you could have a down year, you could have injuries, and you're going into the market a year older. But you sign a one-year deal and you have a good season, and then all of a sudden you're in a free agent market with nobody else that's available in the outfield market. as opposed to this year's market, which was just too rich on outfield talent. If they end up doing that, I think they'd be a lot more appealing to the Angels, and I could see them making a serious run for these guys. I don't know if they'll get there. I feel like maybe Upton and Cespedes are still holding out for major deals, and they may still get them. But as this continues to drag out, it'd be interesting to see if they come around to taking what Scott Boras once called the pillow contract, which is 1 year, maximize your earning potential in 1 year, and then go into the market when it's a lot more beneficial to you.
I like it. I like that marketing angle. And certainly, I guess, while a long shot, it's a realistic angle. Is what about moving some money off the books? Is there really any opportunity to maybe ship some money so that they could loosen up a little bit here? Or is that just kind of unrealistic to think you can get a deal done that quickly?
Well, there are only two options here if the Angels want to get a legitimate free agent. I see only two options. Maybe there are others that I'm missing, but the only two options I see is one, getting over the threshold, and two, trading C.J. Wilson for some savings. We talked about the first one. The second one seems a little bit tough. There just doesn't seem to be that many teams that are willing to take on a sizable amount of C.J. Wilson's contract next year. He's signed for only one more season. He's going to make $20 million. And even though he's coming off elbow surgery, it wasn't a major elbow surgery. He was removing loose bodies from his elbows. He's had the procedure a few times before in his career. It happened in early August. He is completely healthy now. And I would not be surprised at all if C.J. Wilson went back to the All-Star game next year. He's going to be motivated because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And whatever team signs him, if he has a decent enough year, they could offer him a qualifying offer and they get a first-round pick in the upcoming draft. But I've heard that there aren't that many teams that are interested in him. During the winter meetings, there was no team willing to take on more than $5 million of C.J. Wilson's contract, which is stunning. I mean, obviously the Angels should not trade C.J. Wilson for a savings of a mere $5 million. That's not going to do much for their budget. But I still feel like at some point, at least one of the Angels' starting pitchers is going to be traded. It may not happen until spring training. I asked Billy Epler yesterday about the chances of going into spring training with all eight of his starting pitchers, and he said that they're probably pretty good. But that doesn't mean that a deal can't get done at some point during spring training. I just think that with the amount of holes that the Angels still have in their lineup, specifically in left field, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to keep so much starting pitching depth that you would have three quality guys in the minor leagues when you could still use some of that to address the offense. Maybe they sign a free agent that puts them over the threshold, and then they trade C.J. Wilson and they get under it. Or maybe they use one of their younger guys, whether it's a Hector Santiago or a Nick Tropiano or any of those guys, to maybe get a cost-controlled left fielder or second baseman. I think there could still be plenty of options there with a trade. It's hard for me to fathom them keeping so many guys when they still need so much help on offense.
Yeah, and there aren't many eight-man rotations yet, so that would be breaking new ground if they really, they've just got too much there to not try and aggressively make some kind of deal. Otherwise, I guess it's the reality of Daniel Nava and Craig Gentry, like a platoon in left field.
Yeah, it seems like it's set up that way, and, the track records would kind of prove that. Nava is a switch hitter who handles right-handed pitching better, and Craig Gentry is a right-handed hitter who handles left-handed pitching better. They both signed major league contracts, and they're both out of options. So it seems like that's what's set up right now, but, Epler told me yesterday that that's not really what he envisions at this point. He talked about how Craig Gentry gives them coverage at all three outfield spots, and he talked about how Daniel Nava can help you in left field and at first base and could be a lefty bat off the bench. I think in an ideal world, that's what he envisioned from both of these guys, both of them helping out on the bench and him getting a left fielder. Who that left fielder is remains to be seen, but it doesn't look like a platoon is kind of the ideal scenario for the Angels right now. I think they're still holding out hope for a left fielder. And look, if it's not Cespedes and it's not Upton, those are the sexy names, obviously. there are still some affordable names out there that could give them an upgrade. Gerardo Parra is a very intriguing free agent. He had a great year offensively, and he's a very good defensive player. He'd be a lot cheaper than all those other veteran guys. You have guys like Steve Pierce, Will Venable, guys that don't really get talked about that much, but would still be an upgrade over what the Angels got at that position last season.
Yeah. Well, then again, you and I might well be an upgrade over that position. I can say this much. We're going to set some sort of podcast record because I'm guessing that next week on the agenda will be something about left field with the Angels.
I'm guessing. Either they will have done something or they will still need to do something. But it'll be a topic nonetheless.
Right on. All right, Alden, have a great week, man.
Thank you, Dave.
Alden Gonzalez, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.